Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to interim Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki, reaffirms India's steadfast support to restore peace and stability in Nepal. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announces full funding to transform ITIs into AI-powered training centres across the country. Election Commission terms Rahul Gandhi's allegations of voter deletion as incorrect and baseless. Bihar government announces 1,000 rupee monthly allowance for unemployed graduates. India calls for global action to prevent Pakistan-based terror groups from exploiting Afghan territory for terrorism. At least 14 people missing as cloudburst hits Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. Relief and rescue operations underway. And Neeraj Chopra gears up for men's javelin throw final at World Athletics Championships in Tokyo this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with the interim Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for her efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on their National Day tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre will provide full funding required to upgrade industrial training institutes, ITIs in the states, into AI-driven training centres. Addressing the annual symposium of the Indian Foundation for Quality Management in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said ITIs are being upgraded to meet the changing need of industry. The minister stated that over the past 2 to 3 annual budgets, the government has made provisions to support the skilling of manpower. She said the government is also ensuring that the youth are trained with certain incentives. The minister urged the industry to partner with the government in skilling youth of the country.
These ITIs, as I said, one in every district, there are about 750 approximate number, 750 districts. So if these ITIs would adopt a hub and spoke model within a state, we will be able to provide them the entire money required for upgrading these places for AI-driven training centers.
The Election Commission today said the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the deletion of votes are incorrect and baseless. The Commission said no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public as misconceived by Mr. Gandhi. The Commission stated that in 2023, certain unsuccessful attempts were made for the deletion of electors in Aland Assembly constituency of Karnataka, and an FIR was filed by the Commission itself to investigate the matter. As per records, Aland Assembly constituency was won by Subhad Guttedar of BJP in 2018 and B.R. Patil of the Congress in 2023. Earlier, Rahul Gandhi had claimed that at least 6,000 votes had been deleted in the Aland Assembly constituency. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Gandhi also alleged that names were deleted from voter rolls through software manipulation. Meanwhile, BJP has accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of repeatedly making incorrect and baseless allegations against the Election Commission. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Anurag Thakur alleged that by taking help from toolkits, Mr. Gandhi constantly questions and undermines the constitutional institutions. Mr. Thakur asserted that the Election Commission is functioning without bias and alleged that Mr. Gandhi is weakening democracy and misleading citizens.
Galat niradhar aarop bar bar Election Commission of India par lagana. कभी ईवीएम पर प्रश्न चिन्ह खड़े करने, कभी वीवीपैट पर करना, कभी चुनावों के नतीजों पर करना और कभी टूलकिट के सहारे इस संवैधानिक संस्थाओं पर प्रश्न चिन्ह खड़ा करना, क्या ये आदत सी बन गई है? क्या चाहती है कांग्रेस पार्टी?
The Bihar government today announced an allowance of 1,000 rupees up to 2 years for unemployed male and female graduates. Under the scheme, which is known as Mukhyamantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, the unemployed male and female graduates from arts, science and commerce streams will be benefited. This is an important decision as part of a series of announcements being made by the Chief Minister ahead of the assembly elections in the state. Under this expansion, graduate youths in the 20 to 25 age group who are not enrolled in further studies and are actively seeking jobs or employment will be eligible. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said significant reforms have been made in the Income Tax Act and the Goods and Services Tax. Addressing the PAFI Annual Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the way GST has been structured, it will make everyday household items and agricultural products more affordable.
The way GST has been structured, practically every household item, every item used in farming, practically every item used by aspirational middle class will get cheaper. When lower prices, the demand will get a significant boost.
On the issue of safety of railway passengers, Mr. Vaishnav said the Indian Railway spends more than 1,30,000 crore every year on safety-related projects. He said due to consistent efforts of the government, the number of accidents have come down from 170 per year in 2013-14 to 31 last year. On this Independence Day from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. The new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, benefiting the public. Today we take a look at the bicycle industry.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has extended significant relief to the bicycle industry, aiming to make eco-friendly transport accessible and affordable for the common man. GST on bicycle has been reduced from 12% to 5% to promote affordability, accessibility and sustainable mobility solutions. Similarly, the GST rates on bicycle parts have also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. The move is set to be implemented from the 22nd of this month. Talking to media, a bicycle trader Puneet Mehta has welcomed the move and said,
Government ne, hamare Prime Minister ne humko ek gift diya hai ki apni health ki taraf dhyan rakho. Cycles ke prices kam kar diye, 12% GST diya, 5% ho gaya hai, to wo benefit aap lijiye, benefit uthaiye us cheez ka, apni health mein bhi invest karo, screen time chodo.
This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms marked a significant step leading towards cheaper movement and increased bicycle usage among student, fitness enthusiasts and young professionals. The step is expected to boost the production as well as the nation's economy. The new reform will come into effect from Monday onwards. With Nitika Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has brought about transformation in agriculture and empowered farmers.
Agriculture is the backbone of India's economy and culture. It sustains millions of families and continues to define a nation's identity. As India enters the Amrit Kaal, empowered farmers are ready to take the country from self-reliance to leadership in food production. During the last 11 years, the Agriculture Ministry's budget has increased from nearly 22,000 crore rupees to over 1,37,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister has reiterated in his address to the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort that India's farmers are government's biggest priority and no compromise will be made on farmers' interests.
भारत अपने किसानों, अपने पशुपालकों, अपने मछुआरों के संबंध में कभी भी कोई समझौता नहीं स्वीकार करेगा.
Continuously working towards ensuring farmers' interests, the government has substantially increased the minimum support prices for kharif crops during the last 11 years by as much as 81%. To 226%. To ensure financial security for farmers, the government has launched Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. An amount of over 3,90,000 crore rupees has been disbursed during last 6 years under the scheme. For small and marginal farmers, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Man Dhan Yojana has a provision for monthly pension of 3,000 rupees, approximately 25 lakh farmers have been enrolled under the scheme. To provide easy and affordable access to credit, loan limit under the Kisan Credit Card Scheme has been enhanced to 5 lakh rupees. Credit worth 10 lakh crore rupees has been provided so far under the scheme. Few other prominent schemes for farmers and food security include Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samriddhi Kendras and National Agriculture Market or ENAM, among others.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has called for global action to make sure that UN-listed terrorist groups like Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with their supporters, are not allowed to use Afghan land for terrorism. In a United Nations Security Council briefing on Afghanistan yesterday, India's permanent ambassador to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, called for coordinated global action to prevent terrorist exploitation of Afghanistan. He said India is closely monitoring the security situation there. He also added that India always supports international and regional cooperation to help Afghanistan and takes part in meetings like those in Doha to work towards this goal.
The ISIL and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates, including Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, along with those who facilitate their operations, no longer exploit Afghan territory for terrorist activities. On the political front, India's External Affairs Minister has spoken twice with the Acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan. We welcome the strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack of 22nd April 2025 by the Afghan side.
The Ministry of External Affairs today said it will study the implications of the Strategic Mutual Defence Pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. Severe damage was reported in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand following heavy rainfall and cloudburst late last night. Four villages in the Anandanagar region were the worst affected. 14 people are missing and around 20 have been injured. 35 houses were damaged due to the heavy rain and debris flow. So far, nearly 200 villagers have been evacuated to safer locations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation with Disaster Management Secretary Vinod Kumar Suman and directed immediate relief and rescue operations.
20 लोग घायल हुए हैं, कुछ 14 लोग अभी लापता हैं.
About 20 people have been injured and 14 people are still missing. More than 200 people have been affected by last night's storm in Chamoli Janpat. All the rescue teams have reached there. DM and SSP had left for there in the morning. Some people have been taken to the hospitals. Those who are seriously injured have been shifted to AIMS.
और जो गंभीर रूप से घायल हैं, तो उनको तत्काल वहां से AIMS शिफ्ट किया जा रहा है.
India's javelin star and world champion Neeraj Chopra is once again in the spotlight as he gears up for the men's javelin throw final at the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan this afternoon. The match will begin at 4 p.m. Indian time. Competing in Group A qualifications yesterday, Chopra opened with a massive 84.85-meter throw in his first attempt, made him comfortably crossing the automatic qualification mark of 84.5 meters. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to interim Nepal Prime Minister Sushila Karki, reaffirms India's steadfast support to restore peace and stability in Nepal. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announces full funding to transform ITIs into AI-powered training centres across the country. Election Commission terms Rahul Gandhi's allegations of voter deletion as incorrect and baseless. Bihar government announces 1,000 rupee monthly allowance for unemployed graduates. India calls for global action to prevent Pakistan-based terror groups from exploiting Afghan territory for terrorism. And Neeraj Chopra gears up for men's javelin throw final at World Athletics Championships in Tokyo this evening. With that, we end the midday news.